You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 210. Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business. Well, hey there, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I am your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4- and 5-figure months and then on to 6- and 7-plus-figure years without burning out in the process. If you don't know what to do next in your business and you're exhausted, do this. Do you feel a bit lost in your business and not quite sure what to do next, feeling exhausted, or maybe you're feeling over it completely, ready to throw in the towel, or maybe all of the above? If you answered yes to any of the above questions that I just asked, then I want you to listen closely. Can you guess what I'm going to say? I need you to stop and truly allow yourself to do this. Rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. Otherwise, no one as sleep. I did a similar podcast episode over 3 years ago, but I feel it's important to keep talking about this topic. Why? Because sleep is not a luxury. It's a necessity for optimal functioning, both in your business and your personal life. Resting, aka sleeping, is something I speak often about with my clients that I work with, and those that implement this into their day and week have greater results than those who don't. So if you're wanting to get out of the funk, I encourage you to listen to this podcast episode as it might be just what you need in a nice, gentle way, a little nudge from the universe, you could say, to stop, rest, sleep. In our society, though, there's an underlining expectation to go, 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 and fucking go. Rest and sleep is considered indulgent, and most people feel guilty when taking a minute for themselves. You see, your business and school are non-negotiable. And if you're a parent, you have even less time for rest and sleep. And the concept of slowing down can become foreign or at least hard to obtain. With those kids to feed and bills to pay, a business to run, how the fuck are we expected to sleep and rest? 5 years ago, when I was at my lowest moment with my depression and anxiety, I didn't sleep much at all. It was for a variety of reasons, mine going a million miles an hour, worrying about almost everything, or it could have also been the sheer fact that at that stage, I had 2 small kids trying to be a good mom. What does that even look like? Working full-time as a mental health clinician and running 2 businesses and, you know, just life in general. Regardless, I didn't sleep much. And I'm sure maybe even you listening to this episode can probably relate with not being able to sleep or rest at some stage in your life. But you know what continues to piss me off is seeing so many people on social media or at events that I attend talking about burning the midnight oil and wearing it like it's a fucking badge of honor of how hard they work and how this being awake of all hours at night is the only way to success. I'm going to call bullshit. You know, I like to call a little bit of bullshit on this show, and I'm going to call it here because sleep, deprivation and lack of rest in your life is killing you and your business. According to the Division of Sleep Medicine at the Harvard Medical School, the short-term productivity gains from skipping sleep to work are quickly washed away by the detrimental effects of sleep deprivation on your mood, ability to focus, access to higher level brain functions for days to come. The negative impacts of sleep deprivation are so great that people who are drunk outperform those lacking sleep. Let me repeat that. Those who are drunk outperform those who are lacking sleep and rest. When I worked as a mental health clinician, I worked closely with the local police to discuss homicide and suicide cases. And one day, head of the department, Leon, one of the sergeants, and I were talking about me as a new, like when I had a newborn, when I had Finley, and the lack of sleep I was getting and how I also had to then drive 45 minutes each way to work. And it was killing me. With some days, I didn't even remember how the fuck I got to work. Leon confirmed exactly what the Harvard Medical School Division of Sleep said. The negative effects of sleep deprivation are so great that people who are drunk outperform those lacking sleep. And that he attends on a regular basis accidents of sleep-deprived parents. Now, it's not rocket science, but sleep deprivation is linked to numerous serious health problems, also such as, but not limited to, stroke, obesity, heart attacks, type 2 diabetes, and many other health problems. When you're sleep deprived, your body overproduces the stress hormone cortisone, and high levels of cortisone also come with a variety of negative effects, such as impacts to your immune system. It also makes you physically look old and so much more. Hopefully, I've got your attention so far, my friend. In addition to physical health problems you get with sleep deprivation, there's also a variety of mental health problems that may present too, such as, but not limited to, impulsive behavior, depression, anxiety, paranoia, suicidal ideation. And I haven't even talked about the increase of alcohol and drugs. That's a whole nother topic. By now, you're getting the picture that lack of sleep and rest is killing you and your business. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer, right? So let's start to focus on some of the benefits you can see in yourself and your business when you start to make sleep and resting a priority. Running a business is already hard as fuck, and we need all the help we can get to grow a sustainable and profitable business. So when you choose to make sleep a priority, you'll see many benefits that will help you with your business. Benefit number one is you'll be smarter. Sleep improves our ability to problem solve and recall information, which means by getting a solid night's sleep and rest, you'll perform better the following day. Benefit number two, you'll be happier. And when you're happier, this comes through via email, phone calls, lives, face-to-face, your podcasts, your blogs, etc. Benefit number three is that the high quality of sleep sustains the energy levels you need to grow and run a business. Benefit number four, getting plenty of sleep increases your social interactions and decreases your social isolation. Business can be lonely, and we don't need to have this impacted by lack of sleep. Benefit number five, having a solid night's sleep will help increase your ability to think clear and make fewer mistakes, make better sound decisions, be more productive, and ultimately allow you to perform at your best. I mean, who doesn't want a little splash of that awesomeness? And benefit number six, you'll have energy left in the bank to allow you to be present with your family, friends, and self. So you might be thinking, Ange, do you got any wild tips for better sleeping? Here's a few that I've pulled together for you. Everyone has a different inbuilt generic number of hours they need to sleep, ranging from 4 to 12. So what works for one might not work for the other. So it's important that we're transparent about this, because no one size fits all. Most people, 90% of the population, need between 7 and 8 hours of sleep a night. So keep that in mind. Make time for yourself during, you know, the working day. Take moments to switch off. I mean, I literally nap almost every single day during the day. Why? Because as my human design is a projector, and I know that I need to rest. And so I've honored that. I make it part of my day. You know, there was a time when I was working so much and I needed to get out of this habit that I also would set alarm to go to bed. I needed that prompt just to go, yep, and it's time to close it down. I also stop watching and scrolling on the internet late at night. I also don't have my mobile phone in my bedroom, right? I don't need the ding, 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 ding. Right? Stuff can wait. So as you can see, I am super passionate about business owners ensuring that they're getting enough sleep and rest, and that you understand the negative impacts this can have on your physical and mental health, while at the same time, understanding the benefits of getting sleep and the tips for better sleeping. Remember, sleep deprivation is killing you and your business. So I want to ask you, what are you going to do to add more rest and sleep into your life? And I'll leave you with this. Sleep is not a luxury. It's a necessity for optimal functioning, both in your business and your personal life. And before we wrap up, we are almost halfway through the year, my friend. If you've been listening to my podcast for months and months and months, if you've been wanting to work with me, then I encourage you to reach out and get in contact with me so we can explore how I can support you best for the rest of 2022. If you're wanting to make 5 to 10K months, then Profit Pillars might be the right fit for you. If you're wanting to hit 20, 30, 40, 50K months, then my mastermind might be the right fit for you. Or maybe you want some one-on-one support. Regardless of what it is, you don't have to do business alone. Trust yourself and remember that it's safe and okay to invest in working with someone to move you and your business forward. Head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, fill in the contact me form so we can discuss how I can support you in the role of your business consultant and coach for the rest of 2022. And before I sign off, please remember that my team and I will be putting together the show notes for this episode at angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, have an amazing day, you awesome human. And I look forward to you joining me next week for another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au